to the next agenda item. And thank you, that's been very informative. And that's agenda item number four, public hearing on order number R1-2015-0057, consider adoption of proposed waste discharge requirements for the J.H. Rance wastewater treatment facility, WDID number 1A1414-3RSIS. Roy O'Connor will be presenting for us, and then I need to read off the hearing procedure. And that is I'm calling the meeting to order. Opening statements, this is the time and place for a hearing of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region. Consider adoption of resolution number R1-2016-0017, amending the water quality control plan. The wrong note, so I'm going to find the right one and then read it into the record. Here it is, I'm sorry. So, this is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of new waste discharge requirements for the J.H. Rance Wastewater Treatment Facility, order number R1-2016-0013. The item has been properly noticed. Will those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand and raise your right hand and take the following oath? Do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth in this matter? And then when you testify, it is helpful to the chair, I think I visually recognize you, to identify that you have been sworn. Timelines for presentation are as follows: staff 20 minutes, discharger 10 minutes, interested public 3 minutes each. Given the extremely long travel times from Siskiyou County, I'm going to give the public 5 minutes each. And with that, we'll proceed with the staff presentation. Although I want to ask the audience, does anyone object that the notice was adequate and full? Okay, I want the record to reflect no one objected.
Can you raise this one?
Oh. You can tell me what I want to hear.
We have an objection.
I'm sorry. Can you please come forward and state your objection to the notice?
Good afternoon, I believe, almost. I'm Betsy Stapleton. I represent the Friends of French Creek, and we did eventually receive notice, but it was after directly seeing as a public notice and inquiring to the board and asking to be noticed. And this was after we had been on ongoing communication on the issue. So eventually the notice did occur, but it was somewhat delayed, and it took some public initiative to acquire it.
Well, what I recommend is why don't we go ahead with the hearing, and then you meet and confer very briefly with our legal counsel, and at that point we'll make a determination of notice, or unless legal counsel wants to speak right now.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me? Yeah, I can chime in right now. We fulfilled the noticing requirements. We posted to the website, and the posting was also included in the newspaper. It was not required to give notice to Friends of French Creek, but we did do that once we were aware that they were wanted independent notice.
And when was the notice that they got to the best of your knowledge?
Matt, do you know?
This is Matt St. John, Executive Officer. I don't know the exact date, but we can get
that to you before.
You know, I don't have that readily at hand. I didn't realize this was going to be an issue to address.
This was a comment also put into a comment letter, and we responded in writing. So you can look to response to comments for our response.
I mean, did you get notice 10 days ago, for example?
No, it was approximately a month ago, I would say.
Because generally Bagley Keene, I think, requires 10 days notice.
The noticing requirements for this meeting were made 10 prior to 10 days, so it was adequately noticed.
So I'm going to overrule your challenge. It may not have been graceful how you got notice and when you got it, but I do believe you complied with the law.
I'm sure that's true, and the staff, once it was brought to their attention, was very attentive and reached out. So I just, you asked, I responded.
Yeah, that's fine. It's right for the public to object. I got a rule on it, and based upon the facts and the record, I believe the notice was legally adequate.
Thank you.
John, I believe I asked you to rise and to raise it.
You may break the
machine. Good morning, good afternoon, Chairman Corbett, members of the board. I'm Charles Reed, supervisor of the Water Board's Land Disposal and Groundwater Permitting Unit, and I have been sworn in. Also with me here in the room is Roy O'Connor, staff engineering geologist. We're here this morning to give the staff presentation for the proposed new waste discharge requirements for GH Ranch Wastewater Treatment Facility, WDR Order Number R1-2016-0013. This presentation will include a brief overview of the facility and the permit requirements. Then I'll go over the public comments received for the proposed order and staff responses. GH Ranch is a faith-based guest ranch in Scott Valley in Siskiyou County. It's been in operation since 1979. GH Ranch operates year-round, but the highest occupancy and use of the wastewater treatment facility occurs during the summer months from May through September, when it offers for their guests outdoor adventures, family programs, and retreats. Guest lodging accommodations include a main lodge, cabins, cottages, and other group lodging. Most of the guest housing and other ranch accommodation, like food service, are connected to the GH Ranch Wastewater Treatment Facility. There are at least six housing facilities, primarily sleeping accommodations for staff, that are served by individual septic systems, which are not included as part of this order. GH Ranch is located in Siskiyou County within the Scott River watershed, near the town of Edna, and is approximately 45 minutes drive from Noirica. GH Ranch has approximately 350 acres and is surrounded by other private landowners and business areas. The wastewater treatment and disposal system is an existing facility in operation since the mid-2000s and is not currently regulated under waste discharge requirements. According to the report of waste discharge, the facility is designed to treat 45,000 gallons per day of municipal strength wastewater. The treatment system is a proprietary technology that's purported to be a reliable and low-cost treatment technology that's capable of treating municipal and industrial waste to a high level and at the same time prevent the creation of wastewater sludge that must be managed and disposed of. The facility is designed to produce an effluent less than 10 milligrams per liter of biochemical oxygen demand and total suspended solids, which are common performance criteria for wastewater treatment systems. The facility is also designed to remove effluent nitrogen to less than 10 milligrams per liter, which is expected to be protective of groundwater objectives for nitrate. Disposal of the treated effluent is to two effluent dispersal areas, one designed as a conventional leach field and the other as a shallow subsurface drip irrigation disposal system. This slide is an area map of that shows the proximity of the wastewater treatment facility and the disposal fields to French Creek. French Creek, as you can see in the slide here, maybe not real clear, flows along the boundary of the Degrassi area. Flows from in this slide from the bottom to the top, which is south to north, and then ultimately it meets the Scott River. The main lodge and the many of the housing areas are located right here. The wastewater treatment plant is here, you can just barely see it. The conventional leach field is located just north of the wastewater treatment facility while the subsurface disposal field is located approximately. These are kind of approximate locations to these dispersal fields. The proposed waste discharge requirements include a prohibition of influent wastewater exceeding 45,000 gallons per day, and that's measured as a daily average. It includes a prohibition of surfacing effluent in the leach field and subsurface disposal areas. It includes effluent limitations for biochemical oxygen demand, total suspended solids, pH, and total nitrogen, which are applied prior to the land disposal system. The permit includes requirements for routine effluent monitoring and reporting. It also has a requirement for a certified wastewater treatment operator to ensure that the wastewater treatment facility is operated in compliance with permit requirements.
And then I hate to interrupt, but I did want to tell members of the audience, we clearly are not going to get to Elk until after lunch. And I'm going to set a time at 1:15, we'll reconvene. So that you can go get your lunch or attend to whatever business you need, and Elk won't start till 1:15. Thank you, sorry, I apologize.
The proposed order also includes requirements for a technical report and a special study. The requirement for a technical report is a special permit provision requiring GH Ranch to prepare and submit a facility plan. This special provision is a new requirement added to ensure that the Regional Water Board is notified of plan changes to the facility before initiation of any repairs, upgrades, or new construction. The facility plan is also a mechanism to identify any needed repairs or upgrades to ensure proper treatment and disposal of existing and any anticipated future wastewater flows and concentrations. The new requirement is reflected in the change sheet that is a late addition to your agenda package. The facility plan will provide better estimates of wastewater planning, planned wastewater flows and concentrations, and demonstrate that the facility can adequately treat such flows and remain in compliance with the order. This plan must be submitted within 3 months after adoption of the permit and updated before initiation of any repairs, upgrades, or new construction related to the facility. There's another special provision that requires a discharger to prepare and submit a hydrogeologic study. This study will determine the fate and transport of pollutants in the treated effluent after it's discharged to the leach field and drip dispersal areas. The objective of the study is to confirm that the discharge is not impacting groundwater quality or French Creek. This plan must be submitted within 6 months after adoption of the permit. This item was open for public comment for a total of 30 days from August 26th through September 26th, 2015. The public hearing to consider adoption of the proposed permit was originally scheduled for November 2015. But was rescheduled to April 2016 due to local interest in the permit and to ensure a 45-day notice of the public hearing to interested parties. Staff received timely comments on the draft permit from Siskiyou County Health Department, neighbors of GH Ranch, and a local community group, Friends of French Creek. Staff contacted commenters prior to the hearing today to discuss concerns raised in the public comments. The County of Siskiyou's comments desired confirmation that there would be no allowable increase in flows greater than the 45,000 gallons per day authorized by the county. The county also wanted confirmation that the groundwater monitoring wells would be located between the effluent dispersal fields and French Creek so as to document protection of French Creek. With respect to the flow limitation, staff confirmed that the proposed permit established a flow cap of 45,000 gallons per day, consistent with county requirements. With respect to the locations of the groundwater monitoring wells, staff explained that the locations of groundwater monitoring wells will be proposed by the discharger in the hydrogeologic study, and that the location of the wells are subject to approval by the executive officer before the discharger installs the monitoring wells. It's staff expectation that some groundwater monitoring wells will be located between the effluent dispersal fields and French Creek in order to assess the impact of the discharge on French Creek. Comments from neighbors of JH Ranch focused on their concerns about noise and odors from the existing facility and about concerns about the impact of the discharges on, from the disposal areas, what impact those might be having on French Creek. With respect to odor concerns, staff response is that the operation of the wastewater treatment facility in compliance with the permit should ensure that noise and odors related to the wastewater treatment and disposal system to the extent they occur are minimized. Foul odor emanating from facility limits, beyond facility limits, and noise that reaches nuisance levels would be considered a violation of waste discharge requirements and thus subject to enforcement. With respect to concerns about impacts to French Creek, the results of the hydrogeologic study should confirm that operation of the wastewater treatment and disposal system is protective of water quality and does not result in impacts to the beneficial uses of French Creek. Substantive comments on the draft order were provided by the Friends of French Creek. Among their main concerns was that there was no evidence that the existing wastewater treatment system was effectively treating wastewater from JH Ranch, and their comment letter expressly cited effluent monitoring data from 2015 that appeared to indicate excessively poor treatment performance for BOD, TSS, and nitrogen. Staff is not aware of the circumstances surrounding the effluent samples, so cannot conclude that these sampling results are representative of actual performance or as a result of operational upset or just poor sampling procedure. Generally speaking, however, a wastewater treatment system like that used by JH Ranch should reliably produce a high quality effluent if the system is properly operated and maintained. And that's just the focus and objective of this permit, is to establish conditions so the facility is properly operated and maintained by a state-licensed wastewater treatment operator, and to establish monitoring and reporting requirements to document compliance with these conditions. Another comment raised by the Friends of French Creek is that the proposed order allows for an expansion of use at the facility such that the categorical exemption under CEQA for an existing facility is not valid. Additionally, Friends of French Creek requests an assessment of the cumulative environmental impacts of the JH Ranch development. Staff response is that the proposed order does not authorize new development, nor does it change the type of waste process at the facility, and does not authorize expansion of the waste treatment facility over 45,000 gallons per day, which is the design capacity at the time of the local agency determination, and the flow authorized by Siskiyou County under its use permit. This is within the scope of the facility categorical exemption in CEQA. Any new expansion or flow or treatment capacity would require an amendment of waste discharge requirements and may trigger a new CEQA review. The proposed order requires JH Ranch to notify the Regional Water Board of any plans to expand flow or treatment capacity at the facility. Details of the proposed plan will be brought to our attention in the required facility plan updates. Finally, while staff understands the commenter's interest in an assessment of the cumulative environmental impact of JH Ranch as a whole, the board's action to permit the existing wastewater treatment facility is not the appropriate venue to conduct the type of cumulative impact analysis usually found in an EIR. The proposed order will regulate the discharge from the waste discharge from the waste treatment facility, which is an existing facility. There is no cumulative impact from successive projects of the same type in the same place that would make use of the existing facility CEQA exemption inapplicable. Finally, the Friends of French Creek expressed concern about the impact of the discharge on groundwater and water quality and the beneficial uses of French Creek. Compliance with the proposed order requires a hydrogeologic study to confirm that the discharge is protective of water quality. So in summary, staff believes that the proposed order will result in an increased protection of the local groundwater and its beneficial uses. We believe this is a good permit because it establishes permit requirements for an existing facility. including effluent limits, discharge prohibitions, monitoring and reporting requirements, and other permit provisions to ensure that the facility is properly operated and maintained and discharges only in compliance with these requirements. Permit coverage makes the Regional Water Board the primary regulating agency for discharges of waste from the facility and provides the basis for enforcement for non-compliance with permit conditions. The facility plan provides a means for the Regional Water Board to keep up with the plan changes at the facility so that we can initiate appropriate permitting actions and require environmental review if necessary. The hydrogeologic study will allow JH Ranch to confirm that its waste discharge is not impacting groundwater quality or the beneficial uses of French Creek. For all these reasons, staff recommends adoption of the proposed order with the proposed changes reflected in the change sheet. That concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Charles. As always, job well done. I was just struck by the fact that, you know, this is coming before us today, a facility that's been in play for a while, right? And earlier, just a couple hours ago, we adopted a new order for Anchor Bay, which is half the discharge of this facility. So, the questions that were raised about CEQA and when this thing was originally built, I'm just surprised. Why wasn't this part of this board's process when it was actually developed? And so I guess I'm surprised that the county was responsible for this since its inception. And then second part of my question, it's my impression that given what I just said, the action before this board today will substantially raise the bar of expected performance on this facility. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it gives us regulatory oversight where we didn't have it before. And enforcement, easily enforcement capabilities that weren't as clear cut before. And as far as why this facility was not regulated before, I really couldn't say. I know if it were brought before us as a new facility today, it certainly would have waste discharge requirements. I suspect in the past it was a lower priority for the regulatory unit at the time, and they thought perhaps it was adequately overseen by the county.
Okay, thank you.
John, could you raise this up, please?
No, you're going to have to.
All right.
What are the provisions of the course of action, the hydrogeologic study documents an adverse condition or impact? Would that be site remediation or CDO, or what do we do here?
Well, we would have a lot of, it depends somewhat on the response by the discharger. They could initiate a corrective action that would not require us to take any enforcement. If we, for some reason, thought they were slow in responding or didn't think that we need some assurance that compliance would be done within a certain time frame, we could certainly take it, issue a cease and desist order.
Sure, I guess that kind of goes all the way to the extreme end of it, but I guess I missed the provision in here for based on those findings are reported to staff and then staff makes a determination based on those findings?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's kind of unspoken. They do need to comply with all provisions of the permit, including not degrading groundwater and not causing an impact to French Creek.
But specifically, the results of that study will be provided to you or your staff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Charles. Just to kind of build on that some, can you tell me just from the standpoint of, as you know this system, was this system built like it is now in one go, or is this a facility that's been expanded over time?
Well, the proprietary treatment facility was installed in the mid-2000s, and I don't believe that's been expanded at all subsequently.
It looks like the disposal fields, from how they are handled, it looks like the subsurface drip handles about 75% of the bulk of the 45,000, the rest being into standard leach fields. Can you tell me, is there seasonality to using the subsurface drip? Because in my experience with subsurface drip, there can be seasonal use based on either a freeze potential of subsurface drip or based on location of subsurface drip or sensitivity to plants that are dormant. Say like oak trees, I've seen it before where you don't want to you know, be using subsurface drip around, say, like oak trees in the summertime. Is there any such management like that here now?
There may be. I don't know it, but J.H. Ranch consulting engineer probably would.
I got to say, I'm rather surprised that a wastewater treatment facility like this, given the scale of this thing, never was permitted by our agency. I want to ask, though, with respect to the hydrologic, I guess it's a work plan or a monitoring technical report. I would like to introduce a request for a component of surface water monitoring to French Creek from an upgrading and downgrading component to be done and to be proposed. I assume that they're going to propose not only the layout of monitoring wells, but also proposed monitoring points for an upgrading and downgrading sampling location of French Creek itself, because I don't see a component of that here.
We could, and we'll certainly note your interest in that.
I'd also further like to request that I assume then that it would have an upgrading well. There is an introduction at least here that it would not have a statistically valid or statistically significant impact here. The introduction of statistics to groundwater monitoring data, to me, looking at it from, say, a landfill component where you use like an interwell confidence interval, or you use an analysis of variance or something like that, are you suggesting or requiring then that some type of statistical analysis be done? How significant based? How's that determined, Charles?
Well, it'll be for them to propose what they're going to do to demonstrate there's no increase over the background. But I think we would support a statistical approach.
Okay.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, I would like to see some data from this site. So then my request to you then is that when data starts to come in with this, that either through the EO report or with some other mechanism, that we get some contemporary then information as information becomes available. I'm just curious. This is a rather sizable system in a French Creek itself, which is tributary to the Scott. It's pretty big, frankly. It is seasonal, I understand that.
It is a large flow, relatively speaking.
I have a hard time giving the drawings that we have here telling the scale of the setback of this disposal field, either disposal field for French Creek itself. So it looks like it's rather a narrow valley, and that it perhaps is pretty close in proximity.
Well, a mitigating factor is it's very high treatment, and it is a subsurface disposal, which should provide some treatment within the soil.
So Charles, when you say proprietary treatment, because I think that's as you described it, are you talking something like an Avantech system that is behind the septic tank itself?
It's something like that.
Okay.
It's a little bit higher tech than that, though.
Okay.
But same general theory.
My very last request would be, I'm curious, do we have any other systems like this in our region that you're aware of or your staff's aware of?
This particular kind?
Well, just that of this size and scale that we're unpermitted, that we have unpermitted systems like this out here.
I don't know at 45,000 gallons per day, but we do have some sizable systems that are currently unregulated or regulated by the county.
Because I believe, like in Sonoma County, anything over 2,500 gallons a day is permitted by our agency, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's generally the case.
That's not exactly the case. I think in the early 2000s, we made an effort to start permitting facilities over about that threshold.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to have a little bit more oversight than the counties we thought were providing. But that was really Sonoma and Mendocino County particularly. And that thinking really didn't extend up as far as some of the northern parts of our region.
Okay, well, in summary, I would like to see the addition then of some type of request and language into the hydrologic study to include sampling, or the need for sampling or proposed sampling to an upgrading, downgrading location of French Creek itself, and introduce surface water monitoring as a hard requirement to that. Have an upgrading and monitoring well, and statistically validate that data in some means.
So are you requesting a change to the permit?
I am.
Point of clarification, are you putting this in as a permit condition or putting this in for the report?
It's part of the hydrologic report.
Okay, great. Okay, just
yes.
Wanted to be clear.
You have requested a hydrologic report, which I assume they're going to go to a registered professional to do with the qualifications and experience to make that type of analysis. I don't think it's asking for something too much here to have that be part of our requirement.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Any other board members or comments? Okay, we'd like to call on the discharger or discharger's representative.
Thank you. Cheney, SHN Engineers and Geologists, Principal Environmental Scientist. I was not aware I was going to have an opportunity to speak, so I was not sworn in to serve this time for life. I swear to tell the truth on a matter before the board.
Thank you for clarifying.
The discharge of J.H. Ranch, we represent them in terms of the waste discharge requirements today. Their operating system, as noted, is a membrane bioreactor advanced treatment system. It does have aeration capacity, so effluent discharge is a much higher quality than you would get from a normal Advantex type treatment system. And so I think in terms of the limitations that come out of the system, right now they're below standard that would be in the permit that's coming out. And I think in terms of the hydrogeologic analysis, that would be part of the standard practice would be to look at the monitoring well locations and downwater gradient locations. So I think that's part of the piece. The other thing is that regarding the notice in terms of why it wasn't regulated before, I think the permit holder did address this with the county at some point in time, whether there was an issue in terms of who wanted to regulate or did not want to regulate. As certain issues, I think, comes up within the counties at various points, especially in the more rural parts of the state. I think at this point, we've got a permit conditions in there that are protective of water quality from what we've seen. It is a relatively large facility, as you've noted, similar in scale to some of the other communities in the area, but much more on a seasonal basis for several months. I think that working with your staff, and especially Roy O'Connor, give him again more credit today, done a great job in terms of explaining to the client the opportunities for that, and working with staff has been a good experience again, as we do on many of the projects with Roy. So I think at that point, unless you have questions for me specifically, there's really nothing else to comment. I think Charles did a great job in terms of outlining the process.
I have one question for you. You heard the comments regarding the geologic report. Do you interject an objection to those?
No, I think the hydrogeologic report is part of all of our waste discharge requirements that we work with this and other boards within the state, and it's typically not a non-conventional item for waste discharge requirements.
Thank you.
Well, as a point of clarification too, I think you're spot on, and I just wanted those elements included, please. And I think you will. It's normal course to do that. I just wanted to be explicit in the request to have that included.
Sure.
Thank you.
Understand. Anything else?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have two public comments. And one is Vivian Elwell from Pacific Coast Fisheries. And that's followed by Fuji Jacobs.
I think those are.
Remember? I'm sorry, you folks will definitely.
A long way. John, would you make me last? Because I have a
paper. I want you're following them, if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. John, can I be last? I have a proposal to the board.
Well, I don't like changing the order and.
Well, they were first. Right?
Yeah, we were here before.
Were you requesting me or?
Just proceed.
Thank you, Chairman Corbett and members of the board. Vivian Hellowell, Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations and Institute for Fisheries Resources. We're a commercial fishing organization up and down the West Coast, fishing families, small family businesses that rely on salmon from the cold waters of the state for our livelihood. The PCFFA and IFR commented to Siskiyou County Planning Department in 2013 on the permitting of the ever-expanding summer camp facility at J.H. Ranch. The summer camp is on the headwaters of French Creek, a cold water critical habitat for threatened coho salmon, tributary to Scott Creek on the Klamath River, a major contributor of salmon to the ocean fishery that is below the dams. J.H. has a history of bringing many hundreds more people per week than their facilities are designed for or permitted to accommodate. We understand the board's desire to condition a wastewater permit. However, our concern is that JH could be using the permit as a way to force permitting for expansion that has been previously denied by piecemealing their permit over here to justify permit over there. We would like to see an EIR on the entire project to address impacts that add to and compound one another. We understand that's not going to happen through this permitting process. We are concerned that JH will continue to operate outside the capacity of its treatment facility. In response to comments, staff said that the wastewater facility permitting would provide for oversight and enforcement if needed. However, one comment about coliform above and below JH elicited the response, that doesn't prove it originated there. If enforcement is deemed possible after the wastewater facility, why is it not available to investigate a complaint before the facility? Persons at JH Ranch, your actions affect the neighbors all the way to the ocean. And the best way, if I may address you, is the best way to be considerate and respectful of your neighbors downstream and care for God's creation is by following the water quality laws and other permitting laws in your county. And we appreciate the request by the board for sampling the surface waters of French Creek. Thank you.
Felipe Pace, or I'll ask the Stapletons, do you care what order you're in? But if you don't, we'll call Felipe. It certainly can come up.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. So, Michael Stapleton.
Yeah, my name's Michael Stapleton.
And then I do want to remind the clock, I gave them 5 minutes because they drove all the way from Siskiyou County.
Thank you. And I'm a retired civil engineer and now a rancher on French Creek, about have a ranch. We kind of consider the environmentally sensitive ranch then. About 2.5 miles below JH. And I would like to just reiterate, there's $450 million getting ready to take out these dams because of endangered fish. The Scott River produces close to 50% of the endangered coho in the state of California. French Creek in itself produces 14% of the fish for the Southern Oregon, Northern California. And I would also like to point out that SHNN's report signed by one of these gentlemen, by attention of that gentleman, one of the many reports they generated for the JH did not even acknowledge their coho in French Creek. So we kind of have questions believing what they say. I personally have smelled, there's a neighbor down there that complains all the time about the smells. I have to wonder about the solids. What are they doing with all the solids from this? This neighbor also said they know of the illegal disposal that they did with the solids in the past. This 45,000 gallons of effluent, I would like to point out they do not operate in the winter. They'd like to eventually go for the winter. 75% of the capacity system as required, this gentleman mentioned, on the shallow emitters, they will freeze in the winter. How are they going to work? The leach field is made out of decomposed granite, which is perched right next to French Creek. On the uphill side, there's big gullies that I've sent you pictures. The transmit water, big gullies, the transmit water, there's pools of water on top of this leach field whenever you get a certain amount of rain. And how can it be working on these 6-inch deep transmitters and decomposed granite when there's water roaring over it? That's a big question. The JH does, and we have noticed they were permitted for 250 people back in 1993. They have continued to expand, ignoring the county code. They've gotten away with it, but that's changing. And they've admitted going up to 882 people at their facility. They have applied for additional expansion. Their lawyers are trying the best they can to get around doing CEQA. They've got some very expensive lawyers. They've got some very expensive hired help to try to get what they need. They do have a habit of, ignoring or doing their permits. They don't even have a fish screen on their diversion. They have a pond that's not permitted, that's sucking in endangered fish on their into their pond. They dry it up at the end of the summer. These fish happen a person I know turned them into Fish and Wildlife for that, but they, in January, it rained fairly hard in January, the end of January. That's when they decided to do some illegal logging and developing. During the heaviest rain, it's unimaginable. They're under investigation by the water quality for doing that, no permits whatsoever, just big discharges into French Creek. I have copies of the dated February 24, 2016, first notice of non-compliance for discharge. March 28, 2016, second notice of non-compliance. They're owned by a big developer, some big investors in Alabama that don't seem like they have to abide by California law and Siskiyou County code. They've ignored it since their onset. We have noticed in particular they've really increased their expansion from about the mid-2000s, and we've noticed a lot more algae in the creek, lower water levels. Also, private sampling was done above and below with bottles provided by Siskiyou County. They're sealed bottles, samples taken in the creek, immediately taken to Redding for testing by the Shasta County lab. They're the only people that can test that Siskiyou County can. And they showed elevated E. coli levels below the ranch in the creek. So I really appreciate the concerns you guys have, and to make this permit as stringent as you can, because they definitely bear watching. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Betsy Stapleton.
Hello, I'm Betsy Stapleton, and I appreciate your courtesy in giving us a prorated amount of time based on travel distance. I am here representing more than just my husband and myself. I'm here representing the Friends of French Creek, which is a citizens group of about 700 people, which represents something like 15% of the Scott Valley population, which gives you an indication that this is more than a NIMBY issue for us. And I can address a little of your historical questions. There was a point, and I don't have the dates in mind, where the board, your board, was asked to take regulatory authority over the waste treatment facility and declined to do so for reasons that are unclear to me. So there was a missed opportunity to grab this. And also historically, the unit has been put in two segments. There was an original installation and then an add-on installation. So my husband alluded to some of our primary concerns, which is that this is an organization that has had a consistent and well thought out, well advised strategy to ignore environmental regulation and to get by. And as an example of that, my husband mentioned those logging sites. Those are five adjacent parcels to the actual facility itself that there's plans to build single family homes on that they will stuff full of their guests that will not be accounted for in any kind of permitting process. The JH does have a new PDPA, plan development plan application before the county, and in it they're claiming that this is a CEQA exempt expansion because they're claiming that there will be no increase in occupancy. However, there's about a 33,000 square foot increase in buildings, and so our concern with this waste discharge facility is that the 45,000 gallon capacity will allow them to cram those people into those buildings after having claimed that it's a CEQA exempt expansion. So in a lot of discussion with your staff, who have been very responsive and just on target with answering questions, and they've made it pretty clear that you're kind of stuck with this facility, and that it's an existing facility, and that it is in the community's best interest that you take authority over it and place the kind of permitting and constraints that you have. And so we're very supportive of that. But as community members, what we're having trouble understanding is, where is the nexus that this expansion, this continual encroachment, where does the environmental analysis come in? And I will even point out in the very charming PowerPoint, one of the facilities was for down Scott River, the Scott River Lodge, which if you go onto JH's website is identified as a sister facility. That has whole expansion. It is a den an example of the cumulative impacts of this very large and very ambitious organization never being evaluated. The season of use issue, okay, well, they're just summer now. Well, you permit them with this capacity to operate, and then all of a sudden they're all year round. And that issue has never been addressed. And then people go, oh, it's baseline. It already happened. And we have seen this happen over and over and over again with this organization. And we just ask you, yes, issue the permit with the very excellent provisions, and particularly the add-ons that you added. I'm really appreciative that you've looked at the material and reviewed it. And tell us, direct your staff to tell us how as citizens to address this cumulative impact issue that keeps slipping by all the regulatory agencies that we asked to address that. So the PDPA application will be coming up through the Siskiyou County planning process. We ask the board to stand by the county in asking for a comprehensive environmental analysis of this very complex issue that seems to be slippery from our point of view. We've been dealing with it for 10 years, asking for a full environmental analysis of this organization's impact on the critical waters of French Creek and the beneficial uses that we all want to maintain in this critical coho reach of the state. So thank you.
Yeah, I'll call on Felicia Pace.
So John, I came from Klamath. How much do I get prorated? No, 3 minutes ought to do. Okay, Felicia Pace, North Group, Sierra Club. And some of you know I lived in Scott Valley for 30, 35 years. I know this creek and this area very well. And this is the best place we got left for coho, French Creek in specific, and its tributary, Miners Creek. I just want to read to you from the actual staff report a little section, because I want to make a point with it. A general concern expressed by commenters was the potential water quality impacts of French Creek from the facility discharge, including the subsurface leach fields. Regional Water Board staff has no evidence that the discharge of treated wastewater from the facility is creating a condition of pollution or nuisance in French Creek. The discharge of waste to surface water, which includes French Creek, is prohibited, and the proposed order requires the discharger to prepare the hydrologic study in order to determine the fate and transport of pollutants in this facility, and two, to assess whether the disposal system is protective of local groundwater and surface water quality. Now, shouldn't that come first? This is an unending permit that is being proposed. It has no time limit on it. Yet, staff is saying in order to determine if this really works, we have to have this geological process. So we have to, these residents who have been living with this thing of French Creek for a long time now, they have to depend on the staff receiving a report and then making a judgment about whether we have to come back. My point is, shouldn't that happen first? And you have evidence in there. I could go back, I'm not gonna have time, but in your testimony right in there from some of these people, you have reports of discharge to the creek. That is evidence, okay? Evidence is not just, yeah, we have no water quality testing because it's never been done. So, you know, we're blinded, right? But we have evidence from people reporting directly and filing complaints with various entities and telling you that in the input. So what I want to suggest to the board is either don't permit it now. I mean, it's already existing. It's operating. Nothing's going to much change. You know, let's get the geological report first. Or if you're going to permit it for, give them a temporary for 6 months until we get the report. Or a year, you know, if we need 6 months for the staff then to analyze it, 6 months to get the report. Let's not permit something. And with this pending PD, we don't even know. The staff has not even assessed yet, because I don't think they knew about it, that there's a proposal for expansion. Is this facility properly, have the proper capacity for that expansion? What kind of use is that expansion? Who's, you know, is it day use? Is it so forth? So I think, you know, I'm hoping, I really appreciate the concerns that you have with a facility like this in decomposed granite right next to the creek, and it's very close to the creek, these disposals. Let's get this one right first time, because it's very hard. You know, and I know, that it's very hard to go back, and we don't even know whether, you know, it's going to come back to you after that report comes in. So please consider, you know, doing a term permit or waiting for that geological report. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any board member questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, I find Mr. Pace's proposal very compelling. I think the data would speak to it. I was taking margin notes before he even came up. They said, I'm very interested in what those results would show. I'm curious about what the discharge would be to French Creek, particularly the summer discharge during the low flow, what those possible impacts would be. I find what he's offering up to be a fairly sound proposal, and I'm kind of curious what staff would think and why that may or may not be a reasonable approach.
So this is Matt St. John, Executive Officer. So the permit, I think it's important to us to, we can certainly add in a check-in pending the results of the geologic study, and we will definitely add specific requirements for monitoring of surface water. I think I would encourage that we go ahead and adopt the order so that some of the limits that aren't on the books yet be established now. The requirement to have a certified wastewater treatment operator, they need to have that requirement now. And so I think that we can certainly include a report back based on the results, but I think we should move forward today with a new order.
I see a report back is great. I mean, I would ask for a report back no matter what.
Yes.
But what's our ability to amend the permit based on those results? I would like to see that provision added.
Okay. Do council have any comment on that?
Hi, this is Elizabeth, your council. There are a couple ways that could happen. We can have information come in, and it's of a type that would indicate that a new report of waste discharge might be required. In that case, maybe a new order if the characteristics of the discharge are not covered under our order. So that's one approach. The board can always revise or reopen an order if they wish to based on the data that comes in. And having the order in place now adds protections to water quality and sets it's the lead agency's determination right now in terms of what is baseline and CEQA, and if we wait longer, there might be changes to the facility that ups that baseline. So it's better to start, look at it today, what sort of conditions can be put on place on the facility, so that then we can enforce do enforcement on that facility and make sure that they're in compliance.
Board member, please.
Following along the same vein, I feel stuck because not adopting this permit today allows business as usual to go forward, and I, based on what we've heard, that's simply not acceptable. I think we can, I'd like to know if we can put provisions where some of these monitoring wells and studies, since we're coming into a period of time, even in Siskiyou County, where I think the ground is starting to thaw, you know, could we put a requirement that some of these, could we put a time frame that some of these requirements be met prior to the next freeze-up? So in other words, this work season, and develop a schedule when we will expect that these requirements are implemented, so we can begin a proper assessment of exactly what's going on under the ground. As far as future expansion or development, obviously I would think if if this facility was proposed to be expanded, that would have to be brought back before this board, is that correct? And I think, from speaking for me personally, to expand that facility so close to a waterway, given the soil structure, that's going to be an uphill battle. So, but again, I want to lift the level of the bar and the expected performance, but at the same time, I want to address the concerns of the residents. We don't want this thing to be put off. If there's going to be monitoring wells, if there's going to be assessments of wastewater movement, I want it done this season. That would be how I'd like to approach it.
Yeah, I support that. Thank you for that.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. My understanding is that this permit also, as I think Charles indicated, puts a cap on total gallons per day that can go to it, right? And so the facility itself under this permit is not being expanded. The expansion, I believe, that was discussed by these folks was that the facility, as far as footprint of buildings and that type of thing, is what's expanded. I did not hear that there is a proposal to expand the existing facility. Hold on. And so from that standpoint, I stand by that I think we need current contemporary information here. I think a hydrologic study and what this order does for us, besides getting a POTW licensed treatment operator and sets forth some requirements, it also requires then under this, what we could issue a 13267 order and get that same hydrologic assessment. This is a way to do it, though, that gets it in the permit and gets things rolling. I think I agree with Greg and I agree with Board Member Hales that I think we need to accelerate some information here. And I would like to then have that done. Right now, this is written that there's a technical summary report 2 years after the 6 month of the preparation of that report. And I think that's a place that ought to be looked at to accelerate this. Putting in monitoring wells and doing surface water sampling and doing that type of stuff, frankly, that's the type of work I do. That the initial sampling results can be at least brought forth. You know, kind of red light, green light, whether you have an indication of tentative release here or impact to creek. I think as information gets built on, I believe this hydrologic assessment also ought to include then provisions to expand, at least include surface water, as I indicated, look at groundwater from the standpoint of an upgrading and downgrading position. I think statistics are a good idea, statistically, but validate this data however they propose to do so. And I think we ought to tighten the time frame to get information. As far as reopening this permit, we always have the authority to reopen a permit, which I think our attorney indicated. I would like some information to come back to this board in an explicit way in a very short period of time, and not 2.5 years.
I just wanted to reaffirm, I assume whenever we have a geologic report, if it comes up adverse, there's going to be an automatic renewal. Is that the understanding of council? Otherwise, why do we have it?
Renewal, John. I think this.
Well, I mean, a modification of the permit.
I mean, that we're going to use the information.
This is Elizabeth, your counsel. It doesn't necessarily lead to a modification of the permit. If the board wishes to reopen it, they can. I think it's more of making us aware of what corrective action is needed and what compliance measures should be taken for whatever we learn in that study.
Well, what I'm hunting for is the way the condition is written, is even presented to the board, makes it clear there's that option as well as remedial action. In other words, that I just treat that as implicit when you're asking for a report, but I think we ought to make it explicit with just standard legal language.
May I ask a clarification? This permit is based on a report of waste discharge, correct? So we have a report of waste discharge as a foundational document that this technical permit is required from. The hydrologic assessment then would come up against a reported waste discharge, I believe, to validate as stated in the reported waste discharge of how this facility operates, functions, and performs. And I believe the difference then would be mirroring against the hydrogeologic findings against the reported waste discharge from which this permit is founded on. So if there's going to be a change, I think the change comes when the hydrogeologic assessment becomes available and data then supports that the findings that underlie this permit are either true or not. And I think that I would request then that data comes back to us and some type of information comes back to us with it, with an opportunity to reopen if necessary.
I concur in that. I'm just saying that in the future, all these reports, we need standard language for what Board Member Norton just requested is clear. I had one other comment. I think we ought to ask the discharger's condition of this is notice of all state and local expansion permits, and in addition, any expansion that's planned with or without state or local permit requests.
So there have been
So what's your definition of expansion? Expansion is their septic system expansion, or control housing buildings?
We probably ought to go both capacity and any development.
This is Elizabeth, your counsel. The facility plan that is a late addition in the change sheet in your agenda package, that facility plan that would be required before the initiation of any repairs or upgrades or planned expansion. So that's an opportunity for us to talk with JH Ranch, find out, and also talk with the county, find out what are the planned proposals and see if the current order and facility cover that sort of discharge. And if it doesn't, we would have to maybe have a report of waste discharge and a revisal of the order, or possibly some alterations can occur within our order. So alterations of the facility could occur in compliance with our order.
So to play this back, they already are under an obligation to notice it, and if we were to pass it today, they would have to give us notice what they filed with the county?
I'm sorry, noticing what in particular?
Plans to change the facilities, expand them, or the nature and conditions of use?
That's right.
Okay, I just want to make it very clear.
So there have been several requests from board members for revisions, and my suggestion is that we break for lunch and staff can draft up some additions. I think it would be to under general provisions, section 8, G and Q, special studies. And so we'll go ahead and draft some suggested new language, and after lunch come back and we can project it on the screen for your consideration.
When you do so, I would like the form of board action that's required. In other words, you can adopt those as part of the staff report, or you may require a motion for us. Just be very clear.
Okay.
Okay, with that, I'm going to adjourn for lunch. And, oh my goodness, we're running really late.
Come back in 15 minutes.
Probably end up having to stay here.
And so I'd like staff to put that on the screen. I'd like to advise the discharger's representative and the members of the public who came to testify to be prepared to very briefly comment on these. And with that, I'm going to call on staff and let's go over for the board's review and comment, and then I'll open it up very briefly for 2 minute comments on new information. And of course, the proposed amendment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, your attorney. So our first addition change sheet is related to the reopener clause. There is already an existing provision under general provisions, Roman numeral 8, and under revision of requirements, we added two sentences. So I'm going to read the entire paragraph. Well, I'll continue saying it out loud and you can review it once it gets bigger. Revision of requirements. The Regional Water Board will review this order periodically. The order already says, and may revise requirements when necessary. As additional information on water quality is developed and obtained, the board may take appropriate action on this order, including but not limited to reopening the order for modification or requiring a report of waste discharge. Executive officer may also modify the monitoring reporting program. So this is outlining what is already existing authority for the regional board. So this provision doesn't change that authority, but lays out a little bit more clearly in terms of the ability of the board to reopen this permit.
Elizabeth, wouldn't it be more appropriate to say revised waste discharge? Because we already have a report waste discharge. Or revisions to the report of waste discharge?
I think a new report of waste discharge would be more appropriate. We could do a revision, but I think since the revision, this current report of waste discharge is the basis of this order, a revision of it might be confusing, so a new waste discharge requirement might be more appropriate.
Thank you.
For usage. Until Charles gets his microphone, I'll...
Okay. All right, the second change is to a general provision 8Q regarding special studies, technical reports, and additional monitoring requirements. The change on your on the board here adds another bullet to another number to the work the requirements in a work plan. And the requirement would be to also determine concentration of concentration of targeted wastewater constituents in French Creek at locations upstream and downstream of the facility. I would also suggest we strike a portion of number six. Requirement or the bullet number six reads this way, and it's on page 17 of your permit. Concentration gradients of targeted wastewater constituents in groundwater measured at various points.
I'd like to interrupt here. Change to number six was removed, so we're just changing number seven. Are you changing? I'm sorry, I can't see it on this page. I'll just remove it down. Sorry for the confusion. I'd like Charles to continue.
Number six currently reads, work plan proposal shall be designed to investigate concentration gradients of targeted wastewater constituents in groundwater measured at various points extending away from disposal areas towards French Creek. I would put a period there and delete and concentrations of targeted wastewater constituents if any surfacing in French Water Creek. So this is kind of redundant with the new number seven. Since in number seven we are specifically requiring monitoring upstream and downstream in French Creek. And finally, for the last paragraph in section 8Q, we're proposing a change in the time frame to submit the work plan from 6 months to 2 months after permit adoption. And we're adding, let me just add that, read the whole language from that paragraph, or from the sentence that's going to be changed. The work plan shall be submitted to the executive officer for approval within 2 months after permit adoption. A summary report of work shall be submitted annually starting February 1st, 2017 until completion of the hydrogeologic study as approved by the executive officer. And we've consulted with the representative of J.H. Ranch, and they're okay with it. They think it's useful.
I need to have a public comment on the change.
So, did the board have any questions to staff about these proposed revisions?
I just want to ask one of both, just to make sure that I understand it. They're on average using around 33,000, but they get up to the 45,000 on peak wet weather flow. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Okay. It relates to the growth issue. If they are getting up to the 45 tank of peak growth water flow, presumably they could not operate growth. If it's they're operating at 32,000, then presumably it's pre-approved growth, and so I'm trying to get a handle on that.
It was my understanding that they do, on occasion, approach 45,000 gallons per day.
Okay, so in your opinion, you couldn't add additional discharges to that system, right? It's that capacity.
It would be hard to make a blank statement. I mean, they could do some sort of water conservation that might allow more.
Mrs. Elizabeth, your counsel. Let me just clarify that the order has a cap at the 45,000 gallons per day. I think a normal operation of this facility can fluctuate day to day. Sometimes it might approach closer to 45, sometimes it might be less. So this order ensures that the design capacity will not allow an expansion of use. It's allowing the continued use and operation of this facility, but not an expansion of discharge.
Okay, thank you. That was my understanding, but I wanted to be crystal clear. Any other board comments or questions? Then I need to brief. Excuse me, for due process, opening up for comments from the public and from the discharger. So I'll give everybody a minute and a half because we're pretty deep in the process now. Who wants to speak? In favor or against?
Felice Pace, North Group of the Sierra Club. I would respectfully ask for you to put a time limit on the hydrogeologic study. Right now it's open-ended. It can go on forever. We have an organization that you've heard testimony this morning. They've got a history of play in the system, I would characterize it as, you know, in order to avoid regulation. And it's a study. We know what the study is going to be there, you know, and it shouldn't take forever. So let's put it, please put an end date on when the hydrogeologic study has to be completed.
Thank you.
Any comments, question?
So the intention of the hydrogeologic study is to evaluate impacts to groundwater and surface water. By putting an artificial end date, I think by nature, the study shouldn't have an end date, because if there's the results indicate that we need continued study and monitoring, we need to have that allowance.
I have two other thoughts. One of them is when we approve the work plan, of course we can.
Well, that's right.
Specify the stages under the report, and of course we don't want it so fast that it's only in the summer months, and so I think this gives staff, and I think they have a pretty clear direction from this board. We want it to be an information-driven process, and that requires time and calculation.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, Patty, can you please call the roll?
Before we continue.
I'm sorry. Please step forward. I didn't see you. My apologies.
No problem. Mark Cheney, SHN Engineers, representing discharger.
I just wanted to reiterate the issue that we have talked with staff at the break, and the February 2017 date. We'll be looking at data, trying to generate data this summer through the flow and the fall. Probably is all the time we're going to have, maybe get a little bit this spring season. We'll try to generate as enough information we can and create a report to come out there. So I think that should take care of the questions you had in terms of timing that's going to be happening on there. I do appreciate the regional board standpoint that we do need to have, should there be a need for additional information, we'd want to continue to do that if appropriate. But that's going to be a call that I think the staff is going to need to make at that point. The second thing I wanted to address is that, you know, listening to the testimony today, I got an impression that the board feels that this is an operation that nobody ever knew about. And that is simply just not the case. The operation has been ongoing in terms of the wastewater facility. They have created the membrane bioreactor activating system to replace the groundwater septic systems, and have taken a lot of existing septic and leach field systems offline and moved them into the bioreactor. The staff at JH Ranch, before I was involved in this process, had even asked the regional board staff to come out on several occasions and toured it in their facility. And the staff here at the regional board has gone up and seen that and has their own opinions and evaluations of what they've seen out there. So it's not something new that we're doing. I think at this point here, the operator is looking at trying to get under compliance. As we talked about this morning with the marijuana issue, trying to get them into compliance is a big step. They're trying to get into compliance and come into the program. And I think by getting this order approved and getting them going, we can get them in and make sure that the provisions of the water quality are met. And from what we've seen in terms of the process out there, it is a high-quality effluent in its current situation. I don't have any reason to believe it won't be even more enhanced over time. So, thank you.
Any board questions or comments?
I'd like to offer a motion.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt order number R1-2016-0013 as amended by staff.
Is there a second?
I will give you a second.
And the motion is clear with staff? Patty, can you please call the vote?
Board Member Gant.
Aye.
Board Member Hale.
Aye.
Chairman Corbett.
Aye.
Board Member Norm.
Aye.
Board Member Minton.
Aye.
Board Member Ducey.
Aye.
Thank you. So I'm going to call the next agenda item.